Yes, it is. And the NAB AFL draft is to be held on Wednesday, December 9, after so much uncertainty. It'll be held remotely, of course, a virtual format broadcast live on Fox Footy and KO via the official AFL Live app. Oh, after a season in which we've seen such precious little football, and if you're in Victoria, there's been a real lack of junior games at our disposal, which has made the task of assessing the next crop of AFL talent so immensely difficult. But few know it better year upon year than this man. He's the AFL talent ambassador. He's been good enough to join us because he's just released his top 40 draft prospects. The manifesto, we're calling it, Kevin Sheehan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Sammy. Yeah, great to be with you. Well, an interesting exercise from 1,000 nominations to sort through. And in some cases, you've only seen them on tape play. But for many, we just rely a lot on, of the Victorians, what they did in their 17th and their 16th year in many cases. But yeah, I'll have plenty wrong, don't worry. And I've got my board here at home with the 40 names on it. But yeah, I've got another 25 sitting there that you'd love to have pushed in. I think it's going to be fascinating. Some clubs are, well, they're always excited about trying to pick the future, the recruiters.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when they come out of the draft meeting, the 18 clubs, so we got exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, that's right. We couldn't believe he was still there.
For hope. Yeah. That's right. And there'll be plenty of that, no doubt. But gee, yeah, they're going to have an impact, these players. And I love looking at the board. I'd love to have this at my club. In fact, the 40-odd boys would make up a great list in their own right. But of course, we're going to spread them across 18 clubs. But I look at the key defenders. There's four boys here, gee. And the three tall forwards are probably vying for the number one spot. They're pretty exciting in Jamari Eaglehagen, Riley Philthorpe and Logan McDonald. So I'm pretty happy with this little lineup. And down in defence, I've got a kid called Denver Granger Barras from WA, Nick Cox, a Victorian boy, another Victorian, Zach Reed, and a boy called Heath Chapman from WA as well. They're the tall defenders. So it's been great fun going through the exercise, but a very, very difficult task for the clubs. But they're up for it. Don't worry. They always are. And I'm sure that they'll have some surprises like probably never before in 35 years of drafting as we go through it in less than 2 weeks now.
Yeah, just a nightmare task for you to take on, although I know it's a labour of love for you. You love it more than anyone. But those names you just mentioned there, most of the listeners would have heard of. I mean, can you make an attempt to split them as it stands, Shifter, at the moment?
We'll go for the tall forwards because I think this is what Adelaide's currently doing. They're trying to work out. They've got the number one choice. And they're probably, we'll throw in one midfielder forward that might be in contention as well. But they'll be weighing up Logan McDonald, the boy that at Perth Footy Club this year made the senior team of the year, okay? As a debutant, makes that senior side. That's a rarity. He's a precocious talent to be able to do that. In his 16th year, a couple of years back, he played against the Vics, representing WA, kicked six. He made a statement there. This kid can play. And did similar things then in his 17th year playing as an underager for WA in the National Under-18s. So he is 196 centimetres. A little bit of the revolts about him. And I mean a little bit of Nick, even a bit of Jack. And that's in the way he moves around the forward line. It's really, he gets off his opponent with his work rate. He's strong overhead, very good natural around goal. So he's in the debate. Then there's Riley Philthorpe. He's already 201 centimetres and 100 kilos. You know, he's 7 centimetres bigger than Tex Walker and the same weight. So he's a big boy. Again, has played senior footy the last 2 years, just turned 18 in July. Mm. So again, doing things that boys of that size rarely do. He's a boy from West Adelaide, so he's an Adelaide lad. And then there's Jamari Eaglehagen, the boy from South Warrnambool that's down here at private school in Melbourne and playing for the Oakley Chargers, who starred in last year's final series where his teammates included Matt Rowe, Noah Anderson, etc. Already stars in the AFL, as we've seen this year. Kicked 11 goals in that final series and looked, he had the traits, as many people have said, of a Buddy Franklin, a left-footer Indigenous boy with goal sense that you wouldn't believe and a fantastic athlete. So they're up there, along with a kid called Elijah Hollands, the one that was probably the best-performed 17-year-old in Australia last year, but then did an ACL in the pre-season. Thought that he would miss the year on his own. Well, everyone else has missed the year here in Victoria as well. And putting aside the ACL, he's over that. He's back into full running. He's an elite talent if they wanted to go for someone that's not the key forward. So that's the sort of debate clubs are having. It's just about every choice along the way to see which way they're going to go in the finish. Ultimately, they've got to make it becomes decision day where you actually put your thoughts into words and announce the one that you want.
Now, Shifter, these are the guys at the pointy end, if you like, and a number of these players that you just mentioned have been playing this year because they're based interstate. Yeah. But what about the guys sort of off Broadway, so to speak? Now, I'm not saying we're going to get a James Hurd type at pick 79, but do you think this year, for as long as you can remember, we're going to get some real diamonds in the rough that otherwise wouldn't have been diamonds in the rough because we would have been watching them play this year?
Yeah, there's three that fascinate me. I couldn't get them into the 40 because I'm a stickler for actually haven't seen them. You need to have seen them a bit and then look at all the other info. But watch these names. I'll be fascinated by how these boys go because I can tell you what they are. They're elite athletes. But we've only had a snippet of their ability in their 17th year for various reasons and a practice match or two at the start of the year. Fraser Rosman, okay? Liam Kohler is his is the second boy's name, and a kid called Max Holmes. Now, Max Holmes, it's, this time it's his mum that is the elite athlete, which she'd been an Olympian in her day, and so he tested as just an elite sprinter that showed up very much at our draft combine, the second quickest overall. So all of a sudden, you've got a boy that has played very well in a practice game at the start of the year, and that might have been enough. That's that elite little window that the clubs have seen, rather than just the full body of work that you've seen from WA and the other states. So I think they're probably some of the interesting ones, names that we will follow as the draft night comes about.
Now, we're getting a couple of questions off the Temper text machine here, Shifter. So they are without notice, and a couple of them aren't in your 40. So feel no pressure to answer these, but I'll put them to you. What, Scott's asking, what chances for Tom Graham, either as a father-son at Hawthorn or somewhere else?
Sorry, I missed the first name. It just
Tom Graham, he's given me.
Oh, yes, yes. His dad, of course. He comes through the under-18 system. It's probably a couple of years ago now, and had been a basketballer aspiring to make go through college in the US and maybe be an NBA type player, but then switched back. So I think it's probably two or three years ago he played in the finals for Oakley, and he's pursued his footy. I think he went to the Northern Territory. He's gone to where he can play. So some of the boys have done that. So still developing. I think that more a rookie chance than a genuine draft chance. We think about 50 players will be selected on the night. He'd be an outside chance for that, possibly a rookie.
And what do you think, Shifter? So a club like Essendon, who in any other year would have a generational draft hand here with 6, 7 and 8. I mean, do you think they'd be largely unaffected by the fact we haven't had any footy in Victoria this year because their picks are so high, or would they still be wrestling like any other year with uncertainty over who they go for?
Well, I reckon the clubs, to be in the recruiting field, you've got to be an optimist. You've got to be a blue sky. You've got to be glass half full. You've got to be, because you're trying to pick what guys might unfold to be in 2 or 3 years' time. So that's the very nature of being in that business. And of course, the clubs have had a habit of following from their 16th through their 17th year, and they're projecting all of the time. They've had specialists that have been working on what they call the future, the 17-year-olds. All of that information becomes so vital this year. If you've done your homework very thoroughly, you'll probably get 70% right. It's these other boys who have just bobbed up, haven't played their 18th year, that you're going to really have to guess on. And more than ever before, just look at a little bit of vision of one game. We call it just a thin slice. Even a blink, you've seen something look pretty special. That would have been probably the mindset with James Hurd way back then. He played a quarter in the national championships. So they've looked at the fact that he's a grandfather had played for Essendon. So a choice 78 or 79 will go with this young kid from Canberra called James Hurd.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that where it's just a bit of a whim, if you like, that they believe. They've got a gut feel, if you like, that this boy can develop into something special. They'll exercise that skill under enormous pressure to try and turn it into a star.
Oh, that element, Shifter, will be absolutely fascinating to this year's draft. Well, well done on this. This top 40 NAB AFL draft prospects you've put together is an absolute power of work behind it, Shifter. You've got all the details, a bio on each player, their major weapon, their player comparison as well with the modern-day stars. So you can catch it on the AFL website and at sen.com.au. Well done with it. An extraordinary year, Kevin, but you've got it together. It looks magnificent, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Sonny. Good luck to the boys out there. Their dreams, for many, will come true on the 9th of December.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. Kevin Sheehan there, the AFL Talent Ambassador, has released his top 40 draft prospects today. And if you're a draft enthusiast, this is unmissable. Make sure you get yourself to the SEN website and have a read of Shifter's work. He has put a heck of a lot of work into that. And he joined us thanks to McCafe, of course. Make sure you head to McCafe for a fast, safe and contact-free quality barista-made coffee.